da. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
All right, we're at our last segment of the night. It's 12:30. And we just thank God that you all have allowed us into your living rooms, your cars, your computer speakers, your laptops. And we want you to just log on our website, www.cristotherock.com. That is CRISTOTherock.com. And you can put a face with the voices that you're hearing this evening simply by clicking on to the Radio Personalities tab. You'll find all of our ministry team hosts and their ministries. They are featured there. We would love to hear from you. You can also click on our CRISTOTherock/Dallas Facebook page, and you all can write us a message there. You can send each one of us a message, and all of us are listed there. I think outside of Brother Guillermo, he's got to be on there, right? We got to get him on there. Is he on there? Brother Guillermo's on our Facebook page? No, he's not. Yeah, see, we got to get Brother Guillermo.
¿Qué pasó, Guillermo?
See? Everybody but acting like I got amnesia.
I just sent the picture to her today. That picture.
No, that's the website. Yeah, that's the way. Well, we'll square it away.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We need Guillermo.
Take a picture.
That's it, Cody. Talk to your daughters about Facebook. Yes, that's the medium.
They'll
know what it is, and it's an opportunity that we'll definitely get
to
minister.
They have accounts right there.
Yeah, I bet they do. And it's an opportunity that we definitely get to reach those that are fans of the Cristo the Rock show that you're listening to right now. We're grateful that you're fans of this show, but our greatest wish is the gift that we've been trying to give you all tonight, which is Jesus Christ. And so, team, as we get ready to take the finger out the bow again and go ahead and make sure we wrap this box up neatly and then tie this bow, what's the gift that we're trying to give those that are listening tonight?
The gift of life.
The gift of life. We've talked about heaven tonight. And you notice, I want to get this across to our listeners. The one thing I've noticed in retrospect as I think about tonight, you all noticed that we didn't spend too much time talking about what heaven is like. We talked more about how to get there.
Yeah.
That's more important. You know, that's the most important thing that you can know about heaven, how to get there. Because if I don't make it there, the other choice is not a good one. And here's the reality. Both of them last forever.
Right.
Yes.
Both of them last forever. And so, gentlemen, I want to take up with our Romans Road chapter that we always try to insert into our final segment of the night. And the verse reads, I'm going to read verse 9, and we can go by this verse by verse in hopes that our listeners just really hear the Lord in these passages in the Holy Scriptures, and the Holy Spirit also touches their hearts as they're listening, where somebody might say, I want to do this right now. I want to take care of this right now.
I'm going to be translated for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're going to read verse 9. Verse 9 simply says this. That if thou, we, anybody, shall confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus. Notice, it's not anybody else that you want to fill in the blank with to get to heaven.
That's you.
It's confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. The verse says, thou shalt be saved, period. The reason I said period is because so many times people make getting to heaven so difficult. And it's not difficult at all.
You don't have to pay nothing. Just believe.
It's nothing.
It's already been prepared for
us. It's done.
It's done.
God only is asking us to do one thing. Accept his son Jesus as coverage for our sins. Look at it this way. For all my beautiful women that might be listening tonight. You put on makeup or concealer because you might have a blemish. You might have a mark or something. And so you put that makeup on to conceal what you don't really want anybody else to see. Getting to heaven is the same way. for us to cover that mess that we are, and we're going before this holy God of the universe in heaven, then we've got to put on somewhat of a concealer, makeup of sorts. And his name is Jesus. He's the perfect coverage for all that we are, which is sinful. And that's the best way to describe being qualified to reach heaven's shores. We must put our trust and our faith in Jesus Christ. So
that's right.
Can one of you brothers kind of summarize all of that, or just verse 9 in Spanish for our listeners? Because we don't want to miss anybody when it comes to talking about heaven. We can talk about heaven all day long, but if you don't get Jesus, then you're going to miss out on heaven.
Ok, capítulo 10, verso 9, dice que si confiesas con tu boca que Jesús es el Señor y crees en tu corazón que Dios lo levantó de entre los muertos, serás salvo. Porque con el corazón se cree para ser justificado, pero con la boca se confiesa para ser salvo. Que es la única manera de ser salvo, confesar que Jesús es tu Señor.
Amén. No hay otra manera. There's no other way. I'm going to read to them.
Okay.
To the public, Pastor Mark, what you told Brother Guillermo to read in Spanish, to the listeners, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Mm.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
He already paid the price for us.
Yeah.
It's a free gift.
Right.
All we have to do is believe.
That's it. That's wonderful.
And make a declaration with our mouth.
Yeah.
And believe with our hearts.
Here's what the next verse literally says, what you just said, verse 10. And we're coming out of the book of Romans chapter 10. This is verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. And so the Bible just told us that God considers us right with him if we simply believe in Jesus. And then with the mouth, confession is made unto being saved or gaining entrance into heaven.
Right.
So it's a two-part acceptance of this free gift into heaven. We must believe that Jesus is the only way, and then we must confess that.
Yep.
With our mouths, because there's coming a point in time in everybody's life that you have to confess, hey, this is the way to get to heaven, and I'm not apologizing for Jesus being the only way.
Mark,
there's nothing to apologize for. People get to be apologetic, and we respect every other religion, but here's the difference in Christianity. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. God is a God that loves people, and Christianity is the only relationship that who you're serving, Jesus Christ, has been risen from the dead. Every other religion that you choose to believe in, if it's not Christianity, that relationship, I can promise you, and I just want you to do a little thinking, that person that you're believing in, if it's not Jesus, they're dead.
You know what, Pastor Mark?
They're dead.
I want Brother Guillermo to translate what I'm going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
And it ties in what we read with the book of Philippians. We have to confess and believe with our hearts.
Yeah.
We might as well confess and believe now before we leave this earth.
Oh, that's good. Because you're going to confess one day.
Regardless whether we're believers or not, we're going to have to bow down and confess that he is Lord.
That's good, Pastor Rick. Yeah.
Everything in heaven and in earth and below the earth will confess that he is God.
Yeah, so you may as well do
might
it
as well
now.
Do it now.
And gain entrance into heaven.
There you go.
That's very good, Pastor Ricky. Can you go with that, Brother Guillermo?
Yep. Que la confesión de que Jesucristo es el Señor tiene que ser ahora, en esta vida, que es más simple, porque después no hay otra. Y si no lo hacemos ahora, no lo vamos a hacer nunca. De una u otra manera vamos a tener que pararnos enfrente de él y decir, tú eres el Señor de señores, el Rey de reyes.
We want to make sure before we go any further, because Pastor Ricky just nailed a point that was so, I'm speechless right now because that was so on point. So we don't want to lose that. Here's how you get to heaven. And we're going to take you step by step right now as if we're writing you a roadmap. The Bible says that Lord, this is what your prayer should somewhat sound like. You can do it right now. You can sit as we're talking to you. We're even going to put on our Facebook page the steps that you have to take to get into heaven. This is the only thing you have to do. Your prayer should sound something like this. You can follow along right now if you so choose. Lord, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner and I'm lost without you. But Lord, I believe Jesus died for me and my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. And so I will confess with my mouth now that he is my Savior. I am depending upon him, and I will repent from here on out when I do that I know I shouldn't do. But all of my trust I am placing in Jesus Christ. If you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, the Bible just says God has booked your reservation to heaven.
Your name is written in the Lamb's.
Your name is now written in the Lamb's book of life. Brother Guillermo, you have something you want to intervene in there?
Sí, voy a hacer un poco resumen de lo que tú acabas de decir, de que la gente solamente tiene que confesar con la boca. Primero, reconocer que uno es pecador, que no hay ninguna manera de entrar al cielo por uno mismo, por ningún trabajo, ninguna cosa que nosotros podamos hacer, no hay ninguna manera. Después, confesar con nuestra boca que Jesucristo es nuestro Señor. Jesucristo es el camino, la verdad y la vida que nos va a llevar al cielo. Y después, creer con nuestro corazón que Él fue levantado, fue resucitado en la tumba el tercer día. Y que Él, por ese razonamiento, porque fue levantado y resucitado, ese es el cuerpo que nosotros vamos a tener en el cielo, el mismo que Él tiene en este momento. Y por eso podemos entrar al cielo, no hay otra manera de entrar. No podemos hacer ninguna cosa de ayudar a nadie, de comprar nuestra llegada allá, no lo podemos hacer.
I want to read a couple of scriptures right now, verse 11 and 12, because they say, the scripture saith, whosoever believes on Jesus shall not be ashamed. And here's a beautiful verse, verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all. I don't care what your denomination is. I don't care what ethnicity you are. I don't care who you are. Rich, poor, the Bible says the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call
on
upon
his name.
Him. And so the only thing you have to do to reach heaven's shores, to see God Almighty, to see those that you believe in your heart made it to heaven, the only thing God is asking you to do is accept Jesus right now. And that's the beauty of love. Love does not make you or force itself upon you. And that's just how much God loves us. You notice the God of the universe, he can make us do whatever he so chooses, but he's not making us make
that's
a choice.
Right. You know what, Pastor, you said something there that really, and Pastor Guillermo can interpret what you said and what I'm going to say here, because he said that there's no distinction.
Yeah.
He's rich towards all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about his mercy.
Yeah.
We have to receive his mercy. We have to learn to forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
In order to receive this free gift. A lot of people don't say, I'm not worthy of this.
Yeah.
I'm not worthy of this.
None of us are.
Exactly. None of us are worthy. And so that mercy is so rich towards us, brother.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants to pour out tonight.
Yeah. Verse 13 simply says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible didn't say you might be saved.
Maybe.
Bible didn't say God is saving you today. Tomorrow he's going to take it back if you do this. No. If you call and trust upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shall be saved. And so we want to make it crystal clear tonight as we get ready to prepare ourselves to exit the airwaves tonight. We just wanted to make sure that you all knew when we chose the topic for tonight, Brother Guillermo, we were talking about heaven, but the most important thing about heaven for us, since none of us have ever been there, it's not so important to talk about what heaven is like and what it looks like. It's not as important as knowing how to get there. And tonight, we just wanted to make sure we gave you clear instructions and directions on how to get to heaven. And the only way to get there is Jesus. And just like Jesus told Thomas, Thomas says, you know, how are we supposed to know the way? I don't know the way to get to where you're going, Lord. Jesus said, yes, you do. Here are my directions. I'm the way to get to where I'm going, the truth and the life. And so, brothers, what do y'all have to say to our listeners as we go around the room for a final time? What would you like your parting words for tonight to be, just in case somebody couldn't listen to us next week?
Ok, voy a traducir un poco que el capítulo, el versículo 12 dice, no hay diferencia entre judíos y gentiles, pues el mismo Señor es Señor de todos y bendice abundantemente a cuantos lo invocan. Porque todo el que invoque el nombre del Señor será salvo. Este quiere decir el nombre de Jesucristo, que no importa si usted de qué país viene, si viene de México, El Salvador, Honduras, de Sudamérica, de Centroamérica, de donde quiera que venga. Yo vengo de Chile, argentino, colombiano, lo que sea. Todos podemos. Lo único que tenemos que hacer es invocar su nombre, el nombre de Jesucristo, y seremos salvos 100%. No es que haya una posibilidad que vayamos a ser salvos. No es que vaya, oye, seré o no seré. No, es completamente cierto. Es una certeza completa de que usted va a llegar y entrar al cielo solamente porque invoca el nombre de Jesucristo. No por quién es usted o lo que hizo, sino que solamente porque reconoce que Jesucristo es su Señor de señores.
Brother Guillermo, give him some contact information before Pastor Ricky.
Okay, contact information. I'm Guillermo Morales, physical therapist, doctor in physical therapy from Arlington Physical Therapy. That's our clinic in Arlington, Texas. And the phone number there is 817-466-7276. Webpage is arlington-physical-therapy.com. Email, you can contact right there, and there is an email connection right in the webpage, or then you can contact us.
Pastor Ricky.
What I just want to briefly tell the people quickly before we pass it over to Pastor Mark and close it out. Receive the gift, which is Christ. Mm-hmm. He's the way to heaven. It's like you receive any other gift on Christmas, on your birthday. This is the greatest gift that you can receive, mm-hmm. and this will be the best decision you've ever made in your entire life.
Okay.
And it will change your life totally, totally 100%.
Contact information real quick, Pastor Ricky.
Ricky or Ricardo Vargas at overflowwithglory@gmail.com. First, Texas, 682-234-2670.
And this is Pastor Mark. Simply, if I could say one thing to sum up our show tonight, it would be this. The topic is heaven, but we're not really too concerned about what heaven looks like more than we are concerned about how to get there. And we want you to know tonight that we want you to get there. And we hope that we have given you plain instructions and directions. And his name is Jesus Christ. We thank God so much that you all have joined us again for another wonderful show. Hook us up, look us up on Facebook, CrystalTheRock.com, as well as TheWordFM.com. Take Crystal the Rock with you wherever you go. You can log on to us every Saturday night at TheWordFM.com. Anywhere in the world, even if you're not in Dallas, click on that and you will not need to miss one single show. And so from our team, we're out of here with the last couple of songs. We love you. God bless you. Take us on out, Pastor Ricky.
Dos últimos cantos con Sheila Ramos, será, y jugo licuado y colado semerano, otro color, todo aquí con en 100.7 The Rock, con Cristo, CristoTheRock.com.
God bless you all. We love
God
you so
much. God bless everybody.
See you next week.
Soy creer lo que vas a escuchar. Y hay un amor que te da vida, nunca para. Yo soy libre, voy a bailar su amor.
soy libre, voy a avalar su amor. ¿Quién lo diría que cruza Jesús por mi envío? Dando su vida en la cruz para mostrar su amor. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre, voy a avalar su amor. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre, voy a avalar su amor. Su amor es eterno, en ti está la verdad. No lo puedo negar, Dios por siempre yo voy a avalar, voy a avalar. Tiempo de tomar nuestra libertad. Para tu gloria nuestras vidas vamos a entregar. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre, voy a avalar su amor. Yo soy libre, yo soy libre, voy a avalar su amor. Su amor es eterno, en ti está la verdad. No lo
Tu amigo. paz.